I believe God's got something great this morning because we're actually declaring and speaking about him, his name and his word, and reading the word and declaring the word. And it's almost like prophetic statements over your life this morning. So, I mean, if you're in a tough spot and you're not sure where things are going, well, then this morning's for you. You know, because life hits you with some sidewinders sometimes that actually gets you reeling and rocking back and almost to the point you think, oh my days, God, are you even alive? Do you see me right now? And yet he is there in the background saying, come on, guys, I've got this. Turn your eyes to me. Watch me, and I will lead you out of what seems an impossible scenario. I mean, a friend of mine the other day went in to meet some folks near the Tower of London, and he was just sharing that how he'd got from one underground subway to the next one and was coming up. And as he approached the barrier, he realized that his phone was still in his pocket, but his wallet was gone. And his wallet was the one that had the card in to get him out of the tube station again, not to mention his other cards as well. And so he thought, no, I'm meeting these people in a few minutes. He said, I had to retrace my steps. So I got down on the tube, went back to the previous station and was coming back up towards the steps. I said, and all of a sudden I said, I felt this hit in my thigh, and I put my hand down, and there it was. My wallet appeared in his pocket again, just like that. And so he was able to get his cards, get his ticket, return back, go meet the people. But he was shocked. He said, I'm not spoofing about this. This was God, said, because it was gone. And all of a sudden, I felt this thud in my leg, and my wallet was back with everything I needed. So he was praising God that God is the king, that there is nothing impossible with our God. You know, so this morning, you've maybe seen the picture that I advertised, the picture of the lion just sitting there. He looks so serene and so, but I don't know what you noticed. I actually did a little bit of doctoring, and I doctored his eyes and put fire in the middle of his eyes. Because believe me, the day is coming when the lion of the tribe of Judah, that roaring lion, will hear from his father the words, it is time. And that lion will arise, and he is coming back. He is coming back for you. He's coming back for me. And he is coming back for those that don't yet know him, because it's harvest time, folks. There is a great and glorious day of the Lord. Yes, darkness will rise, but there is a greater glory coming upon the church of Jesus Christ in this season, right now. And I believe we are part of it. What a glorious time to be alive for us, that we get to walk out as children of God, his ways, his purposes. Now, are things going to get a little bit tight? Are things going to get a little bit, I'm not sure where we're going, how this is going to pan out? You know what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, say it out loud. Greater is he that's in you, in me, than he that's in the world. All things are possible to him who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, then all things are possible. So we're going to enter into a season of, you know, heaviness and sometimes we'll feel like immense darkness. But in the midst of the darkness, you are called to shine bright, that your light will get turned up and you will enter into what you thought, well, I can only read books about this stuff. But in actual fact, in this next season, you will step into an arena with your God that will take you up what feels like steps up the ladders to higher levels with the Lord God and his ways. His light that's in you will shine out of you, and his light will light the pathway in front of you so that you know this is the way, walk ye in it. Are you hearing me today? God is about to speak into your life and to lead you out of scenarios and situations that have held you bound and trapped you. Today is a day when freedom comes to you right now in Jesus' name. You are a son or a daughter of the King of Kings. He will not miss you. He will not pass you by. He will not let you stumble or fall, because he is your God, and his ways are what he declares over you. His days are what he has given you, and his life force is what he has implanted into you, so you glow for him, and others get attracted to the brightness that you carry of the Son of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Those words that he spoke right back at creation, the Word of God is in you. He has now imparted it to you, and the Spirit of the living God now dwells inside of you. And from that point, you will explode into a new arena, a new field of glory, and the glory of the Lord will be upon you in this season like never before. I am prophetically speaking this message this morning over the bride of Christ, over the church that he promised would be more glorious, and it would actually, he's coming back for a spotless and a glorious bride. I'm not worried about the darkness because I'm called to be the light. Light comes into darkness and darkness dispels, because the light of God is in us to shine out of us and to light the way for others to find the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is a glorious season that we are in, folks. Yes, it seems like we've got bills rising, and how are we going to afford our rents? You know, council taxes going up, fuel going up. You know what? We could be heading in to a serious time and a serious season in this next stage of life that many may find tight. But you know what? God is our provider. God will provide. And if we have no food, well, then the Bible says that even the stones will cry out. How about God turn stones into pizza for us to make provision in the midst of hard and dire places? I believe our God can do these things for us. I believe that our God has a plan and a purpose, not just for me, but for you folks. So this is your day. This is his day, and we get to walk in it. So the Lion of the tribe of Judah, come on. You're going to see him arise. You're going to hear him. So this morning we want to look at this. I'm going to take us first of all to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 4. And it says there, who has ascended into heaven and descended? Question mark. Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Question mark. Who has wrapped the waters in his garment? Question mark. Who has established all the ends of the earth? Question mark. What is his name or his son's name? Surely you know? Question mark. Do we know who our God is? Have we taken time to press in to the glorious one that filled us, that filled our hearts with such joy and relief the day that he came when we said, yes, I will follow you, Jesus, and I want to be in your pathways. And Lord, take my sin, take my burden and remove it from me. Let the blood of Jesus wash over me and bring a cleansing over me from all the things that I've done wrong. And that day was a powerful day because it marked you. It marked you with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you would never be the same. You can never run away because he has paid a price for you that is invaluable. And the Father declares over you today that you are a son, you are a daughter of royal blood, royal descent, and you are heir to the throne of God. So we bless you today, God, because of your faithfulness and because of your goodness to us. Now, I want us to turn to Psalm 121. I think I've said this already, but I'm speaking prophetically today over you all. I am prophetically declaring the spoken and the written word of God. And as we read it, you take it on board. You mark it down, you write down the references, and then you print them out, stick them on your fridge, stick them on your freezer. As a declaration over your life, this is not me, this is the Lord God Almighty speaking this morning over your life. He has a purpose and an intention for you, but he is calling upon you today. He is calling upon your heart to be open again once more, to get filled with his joy, to get filled with enthusiasm and passion for the Lord God Almighty. So listen to Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord. So there you go. There's key right away. Where does your help come from? It's only in a source that is found only in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, in God our Father. He is our source of help. He made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. You hear that? This is God speaking to you today. Take this as a personal message to your spirit today. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your keeper. Declare it until it gets into your spirit. The Lord is your keeper. And honor him by declaring that over your life. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil, not just a little bit of evil, but it says here clearly, all means all, and it says that the Lord will protect you, protect me from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in. Come on, that's praiseworthy today. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. From this time forth and forever. I'm declaring it over you today so that it gets in your spirit, that you begin to awaken to the power of God that's invested in you for you to be investing in others. If you don't know who you are, that you are a son or a daughter, then you're an orphan in the kingdom of God. You can only be an orphan if you've not taken the gift that you said yes to and pressed into your Father for more. It's an open door. The throne room is open. We can have access in there 24/7. And the Lord is calling us to awaken for the sons of men to arise and to know who they are in their God. That's his heart as Father today, that we get to encounter him, we get to experience him, and we get to see and walk into the fullness that our God has for us, his children. Amen. So God is worthy of praise. He is powerful. He is over us. He is for us like no one else will ever be. You know, and in Psalm 33, I'm going to just go through a couple of scriptures here now to enforce what I'm saying. So these are the ones that you may want to write down, take note of the scripture reference, and use them later for yourself. So the first one I'm going to look at is Psalm 33 and verse 18. There it says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who wait for his faithfulness." So his eye, this is called he is watching today. He is watching over us. His eyes are upon us, folks. And in Psalm 95 and verse 7, "For he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care." If only you would listen to his voice today. His voice is calling you. Awaken the spirit that was implanted into you. And I call it forth right now that the spirit of the living God will arise, would stir, that the tap would be taken off the top, and that the Holy Spirit would gush out of you, that you would have an awakening encounter this morning as you hear this word, that the Lord comes upon you even where you sit, even where you're listening, even where you're watching, whether on here with us on Zoom or whether you're live on Facebook this morning, that the Lord God is no respecter of person or of arenas or where he can go. He can walk right into your room right now, and the spirit of the living God can fall upon you, and fire can come upon you this morning, and he can awaken the sleeping giant within you. You have a giant within you, the spirit of the living God, that giant of the Lord Jesus Christ, the giant of Holy Spirit is in you. It is a gift given to us that we should be using, we should be tapping into, and there is only one source that we can get into that in real terms, and that is by turning our focus onto the Lord God Almighty and say, "Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, touch my tongues with fire so I get awakened and that the Spirit of God that you blessed me starts to come alive like I've never known before, and I get to walk as a son and a daughter in power, in authority. I get as a son or a daughter to walk into the realms of the greater works that was promised to us, the church, the greater works of Jesus Christ. He is now seated with the Father in heaven. We are his disciples. We are his hands, his feet, and his legs on the ground to do the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. What was his works? Well, that was clear and simple. In his eyes, it was to destroy the works of the devil. So we have inherited that same principle, and that calling is upon us to go and destroy the works of the devil. Why should we be scared? We have no fear. There are perfect, in perfect love casts out all fear. So when the Spirit of the Lord is awakened inside you, you can take on a Goliath. You can see him fall to the ground. You can sever his head from its neck, and you can cut off the strategies of the enemy and the demonic forces that arise to try and take out the church in this season. They will fail, I declare, in Jesus' name, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. The power of the risen Lord Jesus Christ is in you to do you good and to call you into the sons and daughters, the warriors that we are called to be. 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord roam throughout the earth. The eyes of the Lord roam throughout the earth so that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. So that he may strongly support. Come on, guys, where's your source of support? It is in the Lord God Almighty and in him alone. It's not in your money. It's not in your home. It's not in what you own or what you think you have. My goodness, it's like dust in the air. If the Lord moved and he removed it from you, what have you got left? I tell you what you've got left. Your feet is placed upon the rock, and his name is Christ Jesus. Amen. And nothing will pluck you out of his hands. So you stay close to his heart and you will be safe. There is one place of safety, and that's in our God, the Lord God Almighty. I declare it over you today. He has you in the palm of his hands. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will advise you with my eye upon you. Are you getting it, folks? He hasn't just allowed you to walk into salvation, which gives you freedom from all your sin and your past, but he is calling you, saying that his eye is upon you. He watches over you. He leads you and he guides you. Come on, put your hands up if you believe that God leads you and guides you this morning, that your life is not an accident. Your life is in him, and in him we move and have our being. In him we live and have our being. Come on, you are called for such a time as this. You know, in Isaiah 43 and verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. In Daniel 3, you have the encounter of Meshach and Abednego, who ended up being turfed into the fire. And even the guys that were putting them in the fire got incinerated because it had been ramped up to seven times more than what it would normally be run at. And these guards who were throwing them in got incinerated. And yet the three men of God that chose not to go with the king's ways, but chose to stand on the side of their God and declare, I will go the way of my God because he is in charge of my life. And if the fire takes me, well, then it's into his hands I go. There was no fear in these guys. And what happened was the Spirit of the living God came and the fourth man appeared in the fire with them. And the king saw it. And out of that, seeing, his heart got changed, and something shifted in the nation of Daniel's nations, of Nebuchadnezzar at that time, that the Lord God moved through the standing on the word of God and saying, I will not move. My God has got this. Should fire be all around me that will incinerate me, yet I will not get scorched. I will not even have the smell of it on my clothes, declares the Lord. This is the God who says, look at me, what you're going through today, you think is a mountain. And the Lord says, I'm the God who moves mountains. I am the God who makes a way when there doesn't seem to be a way. I am your access to treasure. I am your access to the glory. I am your access to the presence of God that changes everything. So look to me, says the Lord God Almighty, and my ways will lead you out of where you are into the freedom that I desire for you, for what the plans enemy has for you is to kill you, is to steal from you and to destroy you. Because if he does that, then I have lost a person in my army. But thus says the Lord today, that I will not allow the enemy to steal, to kill, or to destroy my men of God, my women of God, because I am moving them. I am stirring up their spirits. I am stirring up a new revelation and a new insight into me, says the Lord, that you are coming into a season of refreshing, a season of equipping, a season of stepping up into the armor of God, taking what weapons you think would be good for you, seeing them and holding them in your hands, putting your shield on, putting your helmet on, and putting most of all your shoes on your feet, so that you've got a good foundation to press in and to move forward on. Thus says the Lord over you today, you are my children, you are my loved ones, and I love you with an abounding love in Jesus' name. Come on, that's good news. Isaiah 41 verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you. Perfect love casts out all fear, so do not fear, for I am with you. For I am with you. Man, what a better place to be in, to know in your heart and your spirit that everything I see going around me, my God is here. He is in me. He is around me, surrounding me, and he is guarding my life. You know, so it says there, do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will also help you. Come on, praise God. Thank you, God, that you're the God of help, that you do not stop at just words, but you move in action and you come upon us for the greater good. Amen. I will also uphold you with my righteous right hand. Righteous right hand. His hand is righteous into moving in right ways, and out of his right hand is the righteousness of God that gets poured out around our lives. Isaiah 41 and verse 13. Isaiah 41 and verse 13. For I am the Lord your God. Do you hear that? This is scripture declaring over you today. I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand with his righteous right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Are you getting the picture? Are you getting the message? This is scripture. This is the word that changed and formed the whole of the world right back in Genesis, is now being read over your life today, and it carries the same weight, the same power, and the same effect, that as I speak it and declare it over you today, that you are, your spirit is bouncing inside and is coming alive with the glory of God that has been imparted into you. Revelation 5 and verse 5. This is getting back into the picture of the lion again. And in verse 5 of chapter 5 out of Revelation, it says there, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on, praise God, hallelujah. We are connected to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Woo! And one of the elders said to me, stop weeping. Now, why was he weeping? John was weeping because he thought, well, there's scrolls here. These scrolls need to be opened. But I'm weeping because I'm thinking there's no one here that qualifies to step into the role of moving up and opening these scrolls. And then it said to me, stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome. The lion of the tribe of Judah, what has overcome? It is a finished, done deal. He moves in realms that we don't yet see, but we're about to. He moves in realms that we're about to move in, because we are his bride and we get to partake of his throne room and what he is up to in this season. We get to move as he moves, and has overcome so as to be able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Praise God that God in all his wisdom had strategy to actually make way and provision for what season we are in as the body of Christ today. He has everything in his hands. It is under his control. Psalm 2, he laughs at the plans of men because they are not his plans. And his plans are what will happen. God is still on the throne. He hasn't given up his throne. He is still in charge and will be right up until he puts his feet back on this earth again, said, I'm back. Come on, what a glorious day that's going to be. Revelation 19 and verse 11. This is, I want to just, these few verses, because they're descriptive of the Lord Jesus. So I think these are amazing. So Revelations 19 and verse 11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. We've just been singing that, the white horse, the rider on the white horse, who sat upon its is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he judges and wages war. Come on. Warriors, arise. It's a time for a season of war. We are out to destroy the works of the enemy, and we ride with King Jesus into the battlefront. Revelation 19 and verse 12, his eyes are a flame of fire. Wow. Come on. The burning flame of fire that is upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and on his head are many crowns, and he has a name written on him, which no one knows except himself. Verse 13, he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood. His blood paid a price for us. His blood paid a price for us to have freedom. And his name is called the Word of God. Come on, folks, that's his name, the Word of God, the true King. He rides on his word, and he proclaims, and he rides into this battle arena, knowing that he has already won, knowing that the enemy will try his worst, but that a victory is secured because of his death and his resurrection stepped him into a new arena with God. His son paid a price. His father brought him back to life, and he now ascended to the right-hand side to sit there, to pray and intercede, and to oversee all the plans that are happening. Holy Spirit has been given to us to dwell inside us, to help us communicate and to be in tune and ready to roll when the Spirit of God moves upon us and said, this is the way, walk ye in it. So I'm saying today, folks, get ready, get ready, get ready, because God is moving in this next season like we have never seen before, and we are his sons. We are royalty. Daniel 10 and verse 6. So Daniel, the book of Daniel chapter 10 and verse 6. This is interesting here, because even though Daniel was with others, only he saw the vision. His body was like topaz. His face had the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like flaming torches. His arms and feet like the gleam of polished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. Come on, what an encounter to have a vision like that, to get awakened to the enormity and the gloriousness of our God in this season. Lord, let us all have eyes that see. Let us all have ears that see in this season. Let us be attuned to the Spirit of the living God. And right now, I command your spirit that's within you, that has been placed in you, to awaken in the name of Jesus Christ. Awaken right now in Jesus' name. Be stirred unto good works. Be stirred unto new days. Be stirred unto, I will only see him and him alone. Nothing else matters, because my eyes are on where my help comes from. The source of my strength, my rock and my salvation, my strong tower is who I depend upon. And his name is Jesus Christ. His Father is God, and he is the creator of everything I see around me today. He has allowed me breath. He has allowed me life, and I get to live it to the full because I am a son or a daughter of the living God. Say it. I am a son or a daughter of the living God, and I declare over me today that my God, my God, my God is my strong tower, my source, and my strength. There is nothing that comes against me, that no mountain raised in front of me, that I cannot speak to and declare, move from here and go into the sea, and it will not move, because that is the word of God that is spoken to me. It is in the scriptures that God ordained, and we have rights of access to it, and we get to speak it and declare it over ourselves. There is no mountains that we cannot move as a body, as a church. And I'm telling you, folks, when corporately we come together, when corporately we pray, we shift and we move things, because God hears us as a corporate body crying out to him, saying, God, we need you like never before. God, come, move this mountain, set us free from captivity, and take us into the new day, the dawning of a new day, in Jesus' name. Amen. John 17 and verse 11, I'm no longer going to be in the world, and yet they themselves, this is Jesus talking, and yet they themselves are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name and the name for which you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. God is bringing the unity of heaven to earth and the church, his bride, coming into a unified body of connection that cannot be shattered, cannot be cut through, because a threefold cord is not easily broken. So God's on the move. John 17, verse 12, while I was with them, I was keeping them in your name. Thank you, Jesus, that you kept the disciples and you kept us all in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished except the son of destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Scripture will be fulfilled, folks. What you read in Revelation and Daniel about the end times will be fulfilled, folks. And I recommend you do that. Read Revelation and Daniel in conjunction with each other, and let the Spirit of the living God enlighten you and bring revelation to you, because we'll see in a minute what I'm talking about. But let's move on. Ephesians 1 and verse 20, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. Verse 21. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Verse 22, and he put all things in subjection under his feet and made him head over all things to the church. Made him head over all things to the church. Who is the church? I am the church. You are the church. Corporately, when we gather together, we are the church. We're on the move. Verse 23, which is his body. So if we are his body, then who indwells the body? The Spirit of the living God. The fullness of him who fills all in all. It's the Spirit of him, the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So there's no lack. All in all is a finished deal. All in all is where you're at. All in all is what you carry. It's in us, it's upon us, and it's on fire, or should be on fire in us. And if you have forgot your fire, my God, you need to get back in line. My God, you need to connect with your Father. You need to sort your life out. Stop living life like it's just a fleeting dream and I'll just get up tomorrow and do life and everything's just going to be rosy. No, folks, it's not about to get rosy in this next season. It's about to get victorious. There is a realm that you're stepping into in this next season that is going to be anointed and appointed. It's way above our heads. For greater ways is his ways. Greater thoughts are his thoughts. And we get and are given the invitation to rise into that arena. You can stay as you are. You can stay where you are. That's a choice you'll make. But I'm giving you the option this morning to step up, renew your fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Step into where he called you to be, where you are meant to be, where you're focused and empowered to be, and stop living a second-class life in the kingdom of God. There is more. There is more that he has at his hands for you, and more is in you than what you realize, and your eyes need to open and your ears open to hear and to see what it is that God has blessed you with, where you operate from and how you operate, that the Spirit and the anointing of the Lord God comes upon you and you will get prophetic words about people. You will get words of knowledge about people. And when you release them, things shift, things happen, and people's lives will get impacted and changed because you are hooking them by what you carry, the power of God to release favor upon them and call them into relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're not a believer this morning and you want to get to know this Jesus Christ that we're talking about, that same power that rose Christ Jesus from the dead is still alive today. It's still powerful. And if you raise your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I know I've done wrong. I haven't lived as good a life as I could have lived. But Lord, I come to you and I say, God, help me. God, heal me. God, bring me into relationship with your Son. Lord God, I say yes. I say yes to you today. I give my life over into your hands for your leading. And I call the Spirit of the living God to come and dwell in me as well. Fill me up, Lord. Fill my cup up, Lord, so that I may overflow of your goodness and allow others to come into relationship with you. It's simple, but it's so powerful, and you will never regret it. You will never look back. Amen. Revelation 1 and 14. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. Come on, his eyes are like a flame of fire. He passionately burns for you this morning. His passion overflows. He just can't help himself. He loves his children with an abounding love. Revelation 2 and verse 17, the one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who overcomes, now this is what I was talking about earlier. Listen to this, folks. To the one who overcomes, who is an overcomer? The one that presses in, the one that stays steady, the one whose gaze is focused upon his King. Listen to what happens. I will give some of the hidden manna. There is revelation and treasure at our fingertips for those that press in, that stay the course, and allow God to be just overwhelming our spirit, overwhelming our bodies, that we have given ourselves 100% over and saying, God, I'm yours, no matter what, no matter where, no matter how. I say yes to you today, God. And then it says then, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows except the one who receives it. I'm saying, God, give me the white stone. Let me have a name on it that you have written on it, that you have given me, a name that comes from the divine throne room of God that I know is mine, given to me purposely from the Lord God Almighty for this season. Amen. I want a stone, Lord. I'm saying, Lord, give me a stone today. Give all who are watching today a stone, a white stone for this season that lies in front of us. Revelation 6 and verse 2. I looked and behold, a white horse, and the one who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. There's our King. He has got purpose. He is going out not only to conquer, but he is conquering. He is focused on where he's going. He is focused on what he's about to do. And we get to do it with him. Amen. Revelation 3:12. Let's just have a look at this. We've got your Bibles turned to Revelation this morning. And chapter 3. Starting at verse 13. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, that same Spirit that rose Christ Jesus from the dead that dwells inside of you, listen, what the Spirit says to the churches, to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and I have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and the eye salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I have also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, why did I bring this into the message this morning? Well, pure and simply because if the one of the seven churches that the Spirit of the Lord God is speaking to was Laodicea and saying, you're neither hot nor cold. You're in this affluent world and you're looking like, well, I'm sitting pretty. I'm okay. I'm not so worried about Joe down the street. I hear stories about people that are in hardship. But hey, folks, we're not called to live for ourselves. When you give your life to Jesus, you give it all. If you haven't given it all, then today is the day that I'm calling you to surrender. Give all to the Father. Step into his ways and live for him and him alone. Do not settle for what seems like wealthiness or goodness in this life, because that is not building treasure for you. That is not buying fine gold in the heavenly realms. You need to be focused on the God center of his life, not on what we can do here, as much as be centered on him and learn from him, press into him, say, Lord, here am I. What do you want of me? What is my purpose? What is the goals of heaven for me in my life in this season? Lord, I am sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry for taking my eyes off you. I am sorry, Lord, for what I have missed even up to this date. But Lord, let this be the day of change. Let this be the day where we step into the new, where my yes gets heard again in heaven. And I say, sorry, Lord, for anything I've done that has made you sad or upset you or that has broken any link with the Holy Spirit in my life. And this day I repent. This day I say, my God, hear my cry, hear my voice, and let us completely come back into unity again, me and you, Holy Spirit, together, linked and formed and being formed in the rule of God, in the leading of God. I want more of you in this next season, Lord, than I've ever had before. I am not satisfied with what I've had in the past. It's not done me any good. So I change direction today and I realign with the King who sits upon the throne of heaven. And I say, Lord, here am I. Surrendered, wholly surrendered to you. Wash me clean and prepare my heart for battle, Lord. Prepare me so that I am a ready and willing tool in your hands for this season that we are in and what lies beyond. So in Jesus' name, we pray that today. You know, this is a time of putting things right, keeping short account with the Lord. You cannot afford in this next season to actually be outside of the fire of God. We call for the fire. He that comes, not only just to baptize with water, but to baptize with fire. And so we want to release that over you this morning, that the fire of the baptism of the Lord falls upon you right now, that it just encounters you right now as you're sitting, as you're hearing. This is the Lord's will for you, that you get baptized so much in his fire that you can never be the same again, that you never want to go back. You never want to be a Lot that looks back and thinks, well, it was better in Egypt. No, it was not. Because the greater plans that God has for you lie in front of you. The past is gone. You cannot relive it. You can remember it. But the Lord says greater days lie ahead of you. And so you press in for the greater. You press in to move forward with God like you've never done before. And in that season, wow, watch out, because the Spirit that's in you is coming alive. It's going to be active. It's going to be blasted into you. It's going to just be like ignited like you've never known before. Greater is he that's in you. Greater is he that's in you. Awaken it this morning. Lord, awaken my spirit to the greater that's in me and let it bubble up and bubble up. Now, when I'm talking about fire, I'm talking about a corporate fire. And when you see it starting to get low, someone spots it and goes over and they put another log in it. And what do you do? I remember, when I was younger, taking the poker and I'd poke the embers and they would all flurry up and get bright and red because someone was poking the fire, getting ready for the new that's just been dropped in. I'm going to speak this over you. Who watches over you and your fire if you are the fire? I say that again. Who watches over you and your fire if you are the fire? Do you hear what I'm saying there? This is not a one-off, I'm out here on my own. No, This is a corporate call to be in the fire, to watch out for each other's fire, and to actually be a corporate body. God did not design you to be an orphan running wild on the outside of his body of Christ. He says the head cannot be separated from the body. The arm cannot be separate from the body. We are called under the design of God to be a unit formed, everybody having a separate role and a separate part that functions, but together when we're connected, we function well. And greater comes out of that unity and that fire. So if you're one that's standing alone today and you're thinking, well, I don't need the church, I don't need to be part of a body of believers, you have been deceived. And in a revelation, you're neither hot nor you are neither cold. And the Lord says to you today, you need to return with all of your heart. Repent. Make things right before your God today and get rid of the orphan spirit that has ensnared you, that has deceived you, and is taking you down a road that you do not need to go, because it is not the road that God called you to travel on. His traveling long road is for you to be connected, part of the body, so that the body gets stronger together, not a little bit over here trying to do its thing and a little bit over here trying to do this thing. And that's all saying, well, I think God's on this. Hey, if you're not connected into the bigger body, then you're isolated. You're out there and your fire, what happens to a coal that gets taken outside of a fire where it's hot and glowing? Sooner or later, it dims and it goes out. Your place is in the connection to the body of Christ. Your king is your king and no one else should take his kingship. You cannot take what is his to give you and take it and run it in another land. You need connection. You need to be connected to the body. It is one body with many parts, and we all have a role to play. So don't get hoodwinked into being separatist and thinking, well, I'm not listening to them. They've not got it right. Come on, folks. You need to be so in tune with God and so humble before God that you say, whatever it takes, God, wherever it is you're speaking, I'm with you, and I'm moving as you move in Jesus' name. So I'm going to ask you another question. Who pokes your embers and stirs up your flame? Who pokes your embers and stirs up your flame? Who are you connecting with that is just not someone that's attached to your life, but who are you connecting with that's someone attached to your life that knows how to poke you, knows how to put the poker in the fire and stir up the embers around your life that brings passion out of you, gets you fired up again and gets you aglow again for the love of God? That's who you need to hang with. You need to connect with fire carriers because you are a fire carrier. If you're not connected, well, then you're going to die and fizzle out. Now, I'm not speaking that prophetically over you, but I'm warning you this morning. This is the potential of error that can be upon your life today, that there is one God, one church, one body. There is a fivefold ministry in Scripture, in Timothy, about the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, you know, the fivefold ministry that works together. God, restore your church. God, bring your glory. Bring your fire, Lord, and knit us together in unity in Jesus' name. One vision, one purpose, to do the works of the Father that destroys the works of the enemy. Let that be us in unity, that we get to rise as a strong army, not divided, but unified in saying yes to the Father in all his ways. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 9. Only be careful for yourself and watch over your soul diligently, so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Come on, folks, we have stories in us. There are stories that are about to happen to us in our life. And the Lord says, yes, you've known. Yes, you've maybe heard in the past, and you've been fired in the past, but you've allowed that to actually, which was ignited in you, to become dull again. You have actually started removing yourself to the outside of the fire pit, and the Lord is awakening you today to say, get back in. Get someone alongside you that's got a poker that will actually get you knocked back into the brands of the fire. Because it says here, do not forget the things which your eyes have seen. So there is a warning to you today that what you have witnessed, what you have seen with your eyes, and what sometimes that you get negative about later because you think, well, I've never seen this. Lord said to you today, do not forget what he has done. Press in for that, because that was real at the time, and it is going to get more real for you in the future. So you don't give up. You don't fall back into complacency, but you actually step into the greater works of Christ, because he said, greater works we will do than what Jesus has done. So, you know, although you don't see it for 10 years, 15 years, it does not mean that the word of God is not true to its purpose and its plans that he has spoken over the world, spoken over his church. It's get ready, folks. It's not, well, it happened back then and I don't see it anymore these days. It is happening. It is about to happen, and it will happen, says the Lord, because my word will accomplish that which I have sent it forth to do. So he says, don't forget the things of the past that your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart. If your heart is in true connection with the Father, then you are truly connected. If your heart is cold, then you have lost your connection. And return today to your first love. Repent, make it right with him, and allow him to rekindle that fire that you felt, that love for him, that burden lifting experience when you said yes to Jesus Christ. If that's not still burning in you, if you can walk the road of Emmaus today and your heart doesn't burn because the stranger who walked with you is Jesus, well, then there is a lack of connection. And how do you sort a lack of connection? You get back to where you left off. When Jesus was left in Jerusalem and his mom and dad went 3 days, they noticed he was gone, and they were the ones that had to come back to find Jesus Christ. There is a return mechanism that he has made available for you today. And it's a yes in your heart to say, God, I want you more than I want everything else. God, I desire you more than I want anything else. God, if I don't have you, I might as well not be here. And that is the depth of the feeling that you need towards your God today, that you call on his name, that you receive the words that he speaks over you, and you get to move under the unction of the Holy Spirit that he blessed you with for you to do exploits as a son or a daughter for your king. Come on, folks. The life of Daniel, that whole book of Daniel is worth reading. But I mean, he was known as a friend of God who lived by the word of God in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. I'll let you guys read these later. He lived a life of no compromise despite living as a captive. He was satisfied with what he had in life, his lot of life, because out of his lot that would have looked to most of us, well, I am downtrodden, I'm trapped, I am a prisoner, I've got no freedom. And yet God used a faithful man who stayed faithful, who didn't take his eyes off, didn't let his heart turn cold, but stayed focused and stayed vigilant and prayed to his God, regardless of what would come against him. He had a no compromise attitude towards his God. But out of that no compromise, God shifted his position in the nation and used him for his glory. So you don't know what God has in plan for you. You don't know where he is leading you, but you got to trust in the one who has his hand upon your life and allow him the freedom to move you to where he has. And he answered mysteries that no one else on the earth could answer. Did he tap into the manna, the hidden manna that's available? Yes. And it's available for us today because greater works we will do. Amen. He held a position of greater authority in a nation because God used the circumstances, because he was humble and would not give out on his God, would not walk away from his God. God elevated him and used him to change the direction of a nation. He lived a life of intercession. He knew what it was to press into God and to speak and to declare and to pray and ask his God for help. He saw the future because God opened his eyes to revelation. He got the manna that was due him. He got to see the things that others weren't seeing. He seen the vision and then walked in it. Daniel 3, verse 6. Then this Daniel began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and the satraps. He was getting seen by those overseen. Because what? He possessed an extraordinary spirit. In the days of Daniel, Daniel had an extraordinary spirit in him and upon him, and the king intended to appoint him over the entire kingdom. That same spirit of the living God dwells inside of you today. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? It is a gift not to be hidden. It is a gift to be used. God's spirit, his almighty spirit, the Holy Spirit, the one of the Godhead, dwells inside of you. It lives in you. And if it's not active, then you need to seek God to say, activate me, God, fill me, let the fire burn me up so that I become a ember and become a glowing one, a fireball in the kingdom of God, ready for any exploit that you bring my way, because I know who I am in the kingdom of God. Amen. Daniel stood his ground. We should stand ours too. This is not a day for pulling back. But just as we finish, I want to remind you again that in Psalm 121 and verse 8, the Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time and forever. It is a done deal. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time and forever. And Psalm 68 verse 1, may God arise, may his enemies be scattered, and may those who hate him flee from his presence. When you're in the presence of the Lord, like Joshua, when Moses left the tent of meeting, Joshua remained because he loved being in the presence of God. When you're in the presence of God, things look totally different. When you're around the presence of God, the things of the world disappear, and your focus and your sense is of God, his love, and his power enveloping you and wrapping around you. There is no need to get worried about what the world is up to or what's happening, because in his presence, the King, the living Word, who spoke over the world, who created the world, still is in charge of it all today. There is nothing that he misses. There is nothing that he is not involved in, and he is involved in your life. He is in you to do you good. He is in you to call you out into the higher realms, to call the dreams that he had in heaven over you. He is calling you today to arise, son, arise, daughter, and be connected with me, your father, because I paid a price to be in a unity with you so we get to do things together and we get to walk out life, and that the power that I've given you gets placed and comes out of you to actually impact other lives as well. How are we going to win a billion soul harvest if we are not stepping into the realm of the signs, wonders, and gifts, the experiential, the testimonies that cannot be denied, the medical testimonies that cannot be explained by the medical profession? When we know that our God has turned up, either on us laying hands on the sick or on our prayers that he comes and answers, there is things about to happen, the greater things, and we're going to be part of it. We're going to see them. This is exciting and a new day. God has blessed us. Every day is a new day. Every morning you awake, there is new breath that your Father has allowed you to breathe, so you get to step into the realms of his glory, and in the realms of his glory, in his presence, stirring comes upon you, and out of you flows a river that bubbles up from deep within. But in that splash and the tumbling of the water, his voice is heard, because his voice is like the sound of many waters. And out of you will flow many rivers and waters that will touch others. And as we pray for people that are sick, and they get healed, if they don't know this Jesus that we know, well, then something gets shifted, because the same anointing, that same power that you carry inside you that rose Christ Jesus from the dead cannot help. But when you lay hands on them or you pray for them, they experience it and they encounter it, and they know that there is a power around them or upon them that they don't quite know what it is. And it's the love of a father wooing their heart, saying, come to me. Come to me and allow me to lead. Allow me to set you free. Allow me to walk you into the new life that I am freely giving you today. So out of the power that we carry inside of us, we get to release it onto others around us. So every morning we wake, when the breath of God comes in, you need to be stepping your feet on the floor and say, devil, you watch out, because I'm alive, I'm kicking, and the power of God is in me to do exploits for my King today. Today, I declare it. I declare it. I receive it, God. So you bounce out of bed in the morning and you get fired up, full of it for the day, because your God is alive in you. Your God has things for you to do. Your God sees you as worthy. Your God sees you as a son. Your God says you are no orphan. You are called into the family of God to be linked in, that your fire burns brightly within you, and that he stirs it up even greater extents than what you've already known. So I bless you today in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to have those encounters with the Father, to step into the glory realm, to be a Joshua that loves to be around the presence of his King. And so, Father, we say, Lord, increase. Holy Spirit, we break you free today and we say, come out and arise. Come out and actually be involved in our lives. Awaken us to the greater good, to the greater God that dwells in us, that we get to out of that place then see the greater works come to pass. Lord God, we're saying yes to you today. Let us stand, let us rise, let us draw our swords and say, come on, Jesus, let's go for this. Let's take the battle to the enemy. Let's destroy the works of the enemy and bring the freedom that only Christ Jesus can bring into people's lives. That we become the healers of the sick. We become the raisers of the dead. We deal with the demonic and we actually set the captives free and we release Jesus and his love everywhere we go. So we bless you today in that name of the Father, in that name of the Son, and in that name of the Holy Spirit, the one who spoke over the world and created the world. His words are powerful and his words have been spoken to you today. So we bless you and we bless the Spirit of the living God that's within you to awaken and arise like never before in Jesus' name. Amen. So be blessed today, folks. This is a new day and a day that you are or should be delighted that you are alive, that you have a purpose. There is a plan. So God bless you. May this week be filled with encounters with the Father that takes you beyond your wildest dreams and that you come back with testimonies and stories to share of the goodness of a good God that stirred you and that you stepped into a new realm, a new day, and dawning of a new day and adventures with God. Amen. Love you all.